Greg, we are in the middle of National Teen Driver Safety Week, and joining us to talk more about that and what the folks at GM are doing is the GM's Global Safety Strategy Engineer, Tricia Morrow. Good morning, Tricia.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
I should preface this interview by saying that I have a new driver in my household. She recently got her license, so congratulations to my daughter getting the license. But now I've noticed that she's a little more attentive to when I'm driving. She'd sit in the back seat and we'd get there. Are we there yet? Now she's up and she's saying, Dad, you got to slow down. So she's becoming a little bit more critical of my driving. So I have to set a better example, I guess, is what you might be telling me.
Absolutely. You know, when you said that she was paying more attention, I was about to say I have a daughter that's about to start driving, and she's very critical of my driving, which is good. It's just a really good opportunity for us to model great behavior for our new drivers, you know, and to show them the proper way to drive.
I guess that's the first thing. They learn by example. We sometimes don't know, you know, we can tell them do these certain things, but they're watching us drive, so that's kind of the first place to start is just to drive safe ourselves.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about some of the things that you offer that Chevrolet is doing in regards to helping parents, teen drivers, making them safer.
Absolutely. So, you know, we know that teens are more likely to get into a crash than any other age group. And it's actually the number one cause of death for teens in the U.S., which is just an astounding statistic, especially when we, you know, we're talking to our teens about grades and exercise and eating right and getting into college. We really need to take a minute and talk to them about safe driving practices. And, you know, I'm really excited today to talk to you about a technology that we have at General Motors called Teen Driver that encourages safe driving.
How does this technology work and where is it available? Tell me about that.
So Teen Driver is available on a lot of our different vehicles. Across the Chevrolet brand, it's available on the Camaro, Colorado, Cruze, Bolt, Malibu, Silverado, Suburban, Tahoe, Volt. You'll see it available on lots of our different brands. But what it does is it helps restrict some risky behaviors that we know that can lead to a crash. So, for example, seatbelt use. We know that wearing your seatbelt, regardless of your age, is the number one thing you can do to protect yourself in a crash. So to encourage seatbelt use amongst teens, when Teen Driver is activated, the radio will mute if the driver or detected passenger in the front seat are not wearing their seatbelt. So it really encourages the teen to buckle up, the driver, as well as anyone in the front seat, really getting them to wear their seatbelt when they're driving. We also know that if you're speeding, you're 14 times more likely to get into a crash. So when Teen Driver is activated, we have maximum speed limits and speed warnings if they go over predetermined speed. We know that inexperience is huge with teens. You know, they're not bad drivers. They just haven't done it as much as some of the mature drivers. So we default on all the available active safety features. So active safety features are designed to help reduce crash speeds or help avoid a crash altogether, which is so helpful for these teens. They'll know when they're going over a line or when they're following too closely. It just helps them learn to be a safer driver.
Tricia, I also see that you offer an industry-first in-vehicle report card that shows how the teens drive. How do parents access that info?
Well, so the parents actually activate Teen Driver by programming their teen's key with a specific code, a four-digit code. And after the teen drives the car, they can then access that in-vehicle report card, which gives them information such as the distance driven, the maximum speed reached, how many times their active safety features engaged. And you know what? Information is power. You know, we've talked about our kids going out onto the roads, and when they were little, you know, we were concerned about putting them in rear-facing child seats because we couldn't watch them, because we know we watch our children when they sleep, and we've been with them all through adolescence, and now we have to let them go alone in a car. And so this information on how they did, even when they weren't with us, how they were driving, is critical so that we can say, hey, why did your active safety features engage this many times? Were you following too close? And just stress the importance of safe driving. But it can also be used by the teens to say, Mom, look, I'm a responsible driver. I'm doing well. So the report card is actually one of my favorite features about Teen Driver.
National Teen Driver Safety Week is going on. What other things can we do? outside of the technology to help improve our teens' driving, to make them safer, to give us maybe more, I guess, confidence when they go out on the road by themselves?
You know, during Teen Driver Week, and actually all year, it's really important to have this conversation with our teens, and not just our teens, but our friends and our family. You know, the teens are out on the road with us, so we really need to talk about risky behaviors, about wearing our seatbelts, about following all the road traffic rules, about, you know, talk to our teens about reducing the number of people in vehicles with us, encourage safe driving, and always be a role model for them. Put your cell phones down and always make sure you buckle up.
Just try to remember that you set the good example, and then, of course, the assistance from the technology always helps. Again, our guest this morning is Tricia Morrow, GM's Global Strategy, Safety Strategy Engineer. Thanks for joining us. If people want to find out more about this teen driving and safety, where's a good place for them to get details of some of this?
You know what? We have lots of information on Chevrolet.com, information on Teen Driver, as well as our active safety features. So we'd really encourage them to visit that site.
We appreciate your time this morning, Tricia. Thanks for sharing the details.